I see some residential buildings, 3-4 stories. It's on Metropolitan Avenue at 980 Metropolitan Avenue. So I think I finally exited this industrial cock and balls in New York City. It's not the only industrial part, of course, but so now I'm crossing Catherine Street. And there's a conspicuous quantity of U-Haul trucks and vans parked around here, suggesting perhaps that there's a U-Haul depot nearby. I don't know if I'm actually going to make it to my ex-girlfriend's place. And to be honest, I'm not certain that it is her place. But I think about her a lot more than you would expect for something that happened to someone that I was with 28 years ago. But as a friend of mine said, all exes remember all their exes, whether they try to make you think otherwise or not. Look, there's a laundromat. Laundromats are my current fixation because so many of them have old, derelict, abandoned payphones sitting there. This one probably does not. It's too small. The big ones, though, where space isn't a factor or where the phone can just sort of blend in. Surprising how many I've found in those types of places. This is Grand Avenue and Olive Street. I'm sorry, Metropolitan Avenue. And I should be saying Grand Street now, shouldn't I? That's going to be a hard habit to break. Oh, look, there's an overturned couch on the sidewalk. I'm not even going to bother with this laundromat. It's too cluttered. I mean, if it's going to be an old object like that hanging around, it's going to be in a bigger space, not something where it's too obvious. Sign back there said I'm in Williamsburg now. And Williamsburg is a good place to visit just to make you feel like, well, at least that story of Long Island City are not the only parts of town that are getting ridiculously hideous architecture.